You're finally awake. Gosh, I've been waiting like forever. Well, not literally forever. Kind of like a, what do you call it? Like, hyperbole forever? Who the fuck are you? You sound really familiar. Well, yeah, created me. Oh, you let me find my perfect love. Then you make me lose him. Why did you make him leave me? I love him. I even broke into his house to show him how much it would mean to me. You can fix it, though. I know you can. You wrote this. You can tell me. Tell me what I have to do for him to love me again. How do I make him love me? Fuck, yeah, I don't really know.
What do you mean?
You don't know.
You created this whole fucking situation.
You even made him take Daisy.
Oh, you're sick. You need to pay for what you've done.
No, wait. I didn't make him leave in every timeline. Why don't you ask the other you? The other me? Yeah, the one from the, you know, the alternate ending. She's probably with him right now, actually.
She's with him?
That bitch is with my love.
Oh, I'm going to kill me.
Thank God. Hey, who's there? Please, can you untie me? I need to get some help. I think I'm going crazy.
Crazy, you say? Well, that doesn't sound so good for me.
What?
Yeah, see, you're writing these whole shenanigans, and I really need to know how this all ends.
Oh, no.
And I do love ending things, you know? So, I won't kill you if you promise not to rat me out to those fucking piggies.
You promise? I do. I would never do that.
You fucking promise me. Mm-hmm. And you better keep that promise. I mean, I know where you live.
Because I live there too.
Right. In that useless pile of pudding you call the brain.
Of course, I definitely promise.
Good. As long as we're on the same page. Now, thankfully, you've given me this nice, sharp knife. And I'm in the mood to cut things right now. Well, I'm always in the mood. So, I'll cut you free. Just hold still. You don't want to go startling me now. Make me slip. Cut an artery. arterial spray makes a hell of a mess.
You know, now that I think about it, I'm good. I'm more than good. I'm fine. I'm perfect. I'm happy. Just like this. Really, it's no trouble.
Patient shows signs of delusional behavior and a bit of a god complex. Not surprising. It's all part of the experiment.
What? Experiment? I'm part of an experiment?
What, you laugh experiments? My big sissy does those too. Sometimes with my dollies.
Not that kind of experiment.
Oh.
You know, I'm no psychiatrist, but there's something definitely off about this girl. Not to mention you.
Hey! I didn't even create her. Or you. Please, either let me go or at least stop being so judgmental.
Let you go? You're not going anywhere.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You need to answer for what you've done.
Great. Okay.
Let's hear it. How dare you be so flippant? You gave me my thrall, only to take them away again. After that tragic backstory you wrote for me. I ought to drain you right now.
Do it, Countess. Do it for all the time she made me speak Google Translate Italiano.
Hey, that's not fair. I did more research than that.
A likely story.
Look, you guys can't kill me. If you kill me, you'll never find out how your story ends. See? You can't. You really can't.
And you will be ending it, then.
Oh, thank God. It's you. Yandere, but really soon, Dre Werewolf Girl. Oh, you're the nice one. You'll help me out, right?
Why should I help you?
Huh?
You are making things very bad in our forest. And my chapters are very far apart.
Hey, I promise, I already have an ending plotted out. It's a good one, I just have to, you know, do it. And I would, I'd do it now, I swear. I just have so many series going on. I can't possibly post them all at once.
You are lying! You do not have anything figured out. You are probably having the what is the human word for this?
Writer's block?
I do not know if that is the saying. Because she did not write me to know.
No, I don't have writer's block, I swear.
Oh, so let me guess. You would have continued posting the epic crossover storyline, but you've been too busy creating more substantial content. Like working for your mom's horny friend.
Hey, people really like that one.
Oh, I get it, Shakespeare. You're too overwhelmed with creative genius to help a girl out. Selfish.
Okay, first of all, you're not even a girl, Venus.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask, what the fuck am I? Am I even based off of anything? Or did you just, like, pull the idea for me out of your ass?
It's not like that. I like to think of you as, like, a metaphor for the existential...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Straight out of your ass.
Oh, my God. This can't be happening. Why couldn't I have just made a vanilla channel? Oh, yeah, that's it. Full of girlfriend role plays. That's... Yeah, that's boring, but it's nice, right?
I can always use my magic to free you, but... Oh, you took that away from me. And now I'm dying.
Don't blame me. You were selfish. You flew too close to the sun and you...
And who?
who wrote me like that. Characters are better with nuance.
Well,
my nuance prevents me from releasing you.
What a shame.
Come on, please.
I get it. I'm an asshole. Look, won't anyone help me?
Come on, guys.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck. What is that?
There you are. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, God. It's Giantess.
Please, don't sit on me. It's not my thing. So where is it? Huh? Where's my third chapter?
It's coming, I promise.
Look, I didn't write you. The author said he's working on it.
I'm gonna upload it as soon as I get the script.
You didn't create me.
Oh, thank God. Finally, someone will listen for once. Yes, I didn't create you. Someone else did.
So what you're saying is, anyone could continue the series.
What? No, I do your voice.
Whoop-dee-doo. To be honest, you don't look that special to me. But you know what you do look like?
What?
A snack.
No, you don't want to do this.
Oh, I really do. I worked up quite the appetite.
Waiting for you. No. Oh, God, please, no. No. No, don't eat me. No.
Oh, shit.
Then that. Oh, thank God. It was all just a nightmare. Fuck.
No.
What the fuck?
My. What do we have here?
Oh no.
I've been waiting for you.
You're the succubus, right?
So I'm told.
Yeah, do you know what?
I'm actually okay with this. Really? Well, that is a pleasant surprise.
I know, right? It's almost like waking up and realizing you have 20,000 subscribers.
Hey guys, it's Dangerous here. Ever since I started just making these role plays last year, I've had the best time. And it's just, I'm so grateful for every single one of you that takes the time to sit and spend some time listening to my voice. Hopefully I can keep creating characters and stories that you hopefully want to listen to for a long time. And I hope you're around to hear them. Thank you guys for everything. And here's the 20,000. Mwah! Bye.
What the fuck are subscribers?
You know what? It's not important right now. What's important right now? It's me and you.
Come get in this bed. How masturbatory.
But I'm bumped.